Talmidim are expected to attend wherever they find themselves a such a drasha. Or at the Shuvah, which just tells you about halachas and agadas and shkafa and musa, whatever the case may be, every rabbi sees darko. So I want to hear what the Talmidim heard, hear what you had to say, what you had to hear on Shabbos Shuvah. Okay, so let's go down again. It was dope. I mentioned to you before, Talmidim are expected to attend wherever they find themselves a such a drasha. Or at the Shuvah, which just tells you about halachas and agadas and shkafa and musa, whatever the case may be, every rabbi sees darko. So I want to hear what the Talmidim heard, hear what you had to say, what you had to hear on Shabbos Shuvah. Okay? So let's go down again. It was dope.
Two.
Two, okay. And one of them is Rabbi Shrai, undoubtedly. Don't put it in an RV. Right. Ramesh, you must put it in an RV. Find out what you do. What did he say? Both are the same way?
Yeah, he said
he's got a shot.
What did he say?
Some people, the one of the church, I blew it. I thought about the same topic for you. I didn't think of that. Spiritual ID.
So the minimum amount of blood is not in the system. So if there are a blood in the system, you can't move, you can't function. Mm-hmm. Some people, they want to get away with the bare minimum of all that.
Rabbi Herring of Atlantic Beach, what did Rabbi Herring speak about? Wow. Gewinn an Schier zu gewinnen muss er.
Thank you.
Okay, would you hear? What did you say? Which show was it? Quick Get Into the Building? Yeah, would you hear? You read in my mind? You have the shul also? Where do you speak? Oh, you speak in my mind? Yeah. What do you think about? Perhaps you can fall, but he can come out too.
I agree. Yeah.
Very good. So I'm not going to say what I said, it took a very long time to say it on my drusha. The kip was in it, but now I have to go back to Tet and Shabbos, and the kip is there, which is so set, and you have to accept the Shabbos early, and I have to do it early, how much early, and that's acceptable to get early, I need to go by a stacto. And we're going to die with the Mincha in Friday afternoon, we're riding for the sunset, and we're about to live with the procession, because the Mincha is obviously a weekday, and he's been, how many minutes before Steve stopped doing work? That was a lot of other things, that was a good one. Michelle Kamusa, talking about the Mincha procession, because it's negative, and it's positive, that the negative is the procession, it's going to come with a siyot, the right to the Rabbonim, and the world comes with the right, it comes around with the Rabbonim, siyot around the Yom Kippur and the Shabbat itself. They avoid the little Shabbat. Yom Kippur, if you add 5 minutes or whatever, I mean, and you decide. I suppose the Mishnah is going to say, oh, it's Tara Gimel. So they have Yoga Makkah. First, Yoga is the Soros Yoga Tara. What about the idea of the Shia being the Yoga to Rosh Katira? So the Rosh Katira is the Rosh Katira. He is our symbol of the Tara. He spent his life transmitting to the Tara to his Talmidim. So we have to have respect within the Torah, and the person follows in the Torah, so the bells of heaven, go follow in the Torah, you don't have to be afraid, you'll hear the other Torah. It's a corollary of having dedication, tenacity, to the other Torah, to have respect for somebody else in the Torah. If you are so convinced the other Torah is something that is reliable, then the other guy has different the Torah, even though you have a different one, you should have respect for his reliance upon his Torah. If you have a vase of his Rebbe, his Torah, so in effect, you think you're strengthening your other Torah as you've gone through. The other way around. Because once you're saying he's his Torah is wrong, he has no answer to his Torah, so I have a Yom Torah there. Is there a difference in Torah? From Sinai, both is in the general range that basically the Hamuna are kept, and the rituals, you find a different way to do it. Then the count of what's next is Maestris Yog Laosha. So I'm going to do the stuff. You don't care. You think it's forced your money? No, it deserves your money. Aser, Bishvil, this Asher, Azaldat, Asapiyat. It talks about the cause of human stuff and giving with a full heart, the Simcha. The person is accepting to do more for you, you're doing for him. Without the mega group. Shame, Isha, Shara, Sisi, Yayam, Roboas. I used to help Doraz out by accepting his stuff. So when he comes to your door to give him $1, $100, $10, who would have smiled? Don't say anything. He's drawn out the door. No. You do it. I think the point is not your money. Okay. Someone will owe you the following deal. I'll give you $1 million. $1 million. Cash. But you, on the condition, you give away $100,000. There you see it. I can find $100,000. That's what's supposed to happen to you. You don't realize it. But it's all gave $1 million. Or $10,000, whatever it is. They give him the condition to give him one. He wants 10%. If you realize that you're just a Ginsburg, if I suppose gave you the money, you should give a certain percentage back, and you would feel very good about it. That's part of the importance of trying to take off the money top. You know, establish a separate stock account is the best thing. So if someone comes in and asks you for money, man, if you give your money. Your money is 90%, that'd be half that, I'm give him that. It's a 10% account, so you can give this money to the next money, to the yeshiva, to the mikvah, to the shoes, to the whoever it is. It's not your money. You don't feel bad giving to anybody. Talk about that. I also spoke about the fact that to give a person his stuff, and maybe to cut down on some of his luxuries, the fluff out of my, I guess, ostentation, particular consumption. You want to make a big, bigger wedding, a bigger bucket, a fancier furnishing car, etc. It's not an ideal thing to do. Try to, whatever you need, you need. It's that to be the course. So luxury is something which we should try to stay away from. Of course, it's jealousy within the community, and jealousy in the going. Then next is Midorim Siyog Lepreshus. One of the points from Sefer Shabbos is the Kabbalah by Sefer Shabbos. You don't trust yourself, it's not a Kabbalah. Midorim is a Kabbalah. You know your weak point? You make it a Kabbalah. I say, my wife, this is a postscript my wife told me afterwards. Yeah, she knows about a Kabbalah. Sometimes she wants to lose some weight. But you know she can't. Can't, you know, it's maybe in the kitchen all day, in the house, this time it's just tough. You make yourself a Kabbalah, bring that out. You're afraid of COVID, bring that out. Even so, that's Kabbalah, that today, no cookie day, or no chocolate day, or no whatever particular thing might tempt a fancy, it's a Kabbalah. So the translation doctor says, you know, can I do it? He said this morning, I called Kabbalah to do it. But Kabbalah means resolution, because even the Goyim know about New Year's resolution. Rosh Hashanah, New Year's resolution. And you all know, I said, about what's the weak point? We have one example. Example was anger. You don't get angry. But make it a Kabbalah. You try your best not to get angry.
Sure.
Maybe when you're steaming up, you say, wait a minute, I made a Kabbalah. There's no cookies, no anger, no this, no. Say, cookies easier than anger. But every weak point is to try to make a Kabbalah. With an nether, without an nether, the resolution is part of tshuva. Tshuva is kavata, vidu kabbalah. That's what the Dharma says to preach. Then it says, yag lachach mashtika. What does it mean? It doesn't mean divya aveir, or lachanar, or lachil, or lachil, or lachil, or lachil. It doesn't mean power as a mitzvah. What does it mean? Sounds wrong to tell. The problem is that in the world, people think the person who's smart is the one who speaks a lot. He knows what to say. Oh, sharp guy. But the one who listens to the conversation, the guy who's back and forth to rank out some of his sharp comments, and he's just quiet. He's stupid, he's hard, and he's dumb, he's disabled, he doesn't know how to. He's not a sharp guy. He comes out to the reverse. Everything's not to reverse. You think you get nice, it costs you money. No, it saves you money. It gives you money. People think that. Everything's backwards. They then check it over here. People think that if a person is smart, he talks, and he doesn't talk as if he's done. Punk faker. The other one doesn't speak. The Mishnah begins, the same Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Omer. Tov to Kalas Rosh Magilna to Adam Le'er. So, the other says, what is, why is it called a separate? It should have another Siyag. It should have said, Siyag Le'er is the Zrachek Mishnah. Tov to Kalas Rosh. Why does it say the word Tziyag? It's an unbelievable thing. In all other cases, Tziyag means, what does Tziyag? Offense. Shouldn't have to show and come and fall into the river to be an offense. What's the chance of falling into the river? 1 in 100? 1 in 1,000? What's the chance if you're going to do Chilul Shabbat, if you do a good luck after within 5 minutes of Shia? 1 in 100? You're not going to make it in the second 5 minutes. But it's about 1 in 100, they made it Tziyag. It's inappropriate to the stuff of God to call to have aptness and spoken Kalas Rosh to be a Siyag for Erev. That would imply that somebody who be nichshel in Kalas Rosh and spoke is up to 1% chance of doing that will be over an Erev. Much more than that, he said. Margilin as the Adam Erev is the Shabbat Mishnah. It's more powerful than just a plain Siyag. Here, if you chalil a nichshel in that, chances are lead you to a very negative result. Let's talk about that. The problem that people have. Young, which is the Torah made for itself. So we discuss by all by Muslim. I mean, that's the first day, Shabbat. Yeah. I mentioned that at the time. It says, Obviously, of Nasr says, Israel, Sirach, and Sol of Arera, the Sikhim of the Galatarba. So it says, he's a beer, so the Sikhim of the Galatarba. It says, Obviously, of Nasr is the Perish. You have to have Kenna, the Ashkenna, the Dabi, Madvar, the Taylor, and one of the Sikhim of the Galatarba. And all this kind of physical contact, and even some kind of other verbal interchange is inappropriate. It's cast a shot. Lead to a barrier. Terrible thing. Be so careful. Talk about this. We have to say, you shouldn't think of it. You don't realize that it's wrong. As soon as you go to a bar mitzvah or a pastor, and everyone starts tricking everybody else. They knew it was wrong. They wouldn't do it in public. They try to hide their avails. They wouldn't do it in public. They wouldn't do it steal in public. They wouldn't chop. They wouldn't steal someone's necklace. You wouldn't do it in front of 1,000 people on the video. You take away the wouldn't do something. The Torah says no. It's the right one around us. It's even more than this young. It's more common than plain shell called the touch of young. It's not only what you do, what you see, but the sue up rain ahem. So careful, I quip. These days you can't drive a car sometimes in the open, you end up behind a bus. You can't look at the back of the bus. You can't. I said, I'm going to stay behind the bus, and also they have to beat me with the light chain because you can't look ahead. You can't. It's terrible. How much you're in the subway, and you're walking the streets in the summertime, and the mountain shit. You have to be so careful how you conduct yourself, what's out the television. The television, people think the television is the same as it was 35 years ago. No, because when I was a kid, we watched television, watched The Lone Ranger, today, it's different. I mean, even the reruns of The Lone Ranger can't see anymore. So they changed the commercials. I told them to go to Russia. I was watching the Super Bowl with my kids a few years ago. I forgot what year it was. But they said, I watched one quarter of the Super Bowl. Okay. But the commercials, it's unbelievable. Warfare. Listen, no matter what they're marketing, it's irrelevant. It's only one topic. I mean, like cars and toothpaste and whatever. It's all the same. They know what counts as a human art. They know, let's do it up right now, because that is the name of the food. They know what counts as a human art. Anyway, I think what the positive of Seth and Shabbos is two parts. That would be add to the Shabbos, you have to wait for Shabbos. That was just a cover Shabbos. You wait in an eager to prepare for the Shabbos to come. So you have to add. This is the Mark Hagiga. And the Dome Shana Turko, Mayor Pum, Shana Turko, Mayor Pum, the Ash. 100 to 101, not comparable. So why? Big deal, 1% difference. It's out there ever. I'll just say that these were all in 105. That would be 6 for now. But 105, he had no choice to do what he had to do. That was 101 times, that's that extra time. That's McDowell. The first 100 times that he learned, that was only because he had to do it. No, because he went beyond, if he wants to do it, he does it with a smile, he does it with a breath, he does it with enthusiasm. That's a shot for Sefer Shabbos. You do the Shabbos, never have, keep Shabbos, you know, what can I do? The Torah says to him, the Chal Shabbos. No, we should try to add to the Shabbos, 101 times, add time before, add time after. But they're happy about Shabbos, they say, it's a miracle. I'm an after the loss of the Shabbos. The next one is Mechim L'Shabbos. You were happy about Shabbos, you'll start coming early and then it's late. It's bad. I'm going to pass on to your kids. It's a burden. What's going to be exciting? It's important spiritual experience. Not only is Shabbos, but it's all mitzvahs. Learning. Learn more than you have to. Testing. Davening. Come late and leave early by that. No, try to come early and try to leave late. That's not a burden on you. It's an opportunity to talk to God. He gave you an opportunity to speak to Him. He's listening. It's unbelievable, of course. To make the most of it. You should increase it. You shouldn't say, well, I'll do only what I have to do. No. You should help people out with money. You have to give a tenth. Try to give a fifth if you have, for those who can afford it. And the group out there, the Elazar Shalom Hashir, try to help out people. There's so many opportunities to help out. Call somebody up. I said, call someone today, tomorrow. I said it was an almana. I know before you answered, if I called a couple of almanas and a couple of people who were sick, just a few minutes. Everyone has to know somebody whom we can do shemitzah for. Talk to the Yiddish guy, Tiro, whatever. The opportunity to chesed in the neighborhood. You say hello, tomorrow someone's already a chesed. Go beyond the law. You tell me about some money, it has to be my way. And so the cause of Churban is the only other story. If you go beyond, there's a pshara, you can go past, from Tephis, and I explain further that we have to try to make shalom by stepping back. Whatever I've borrowed, shalom, that it's 3 steps back. Why? You're standing toe-to-toe somewhere. You have to dispute with him. Let's make shalom. Let's show him. You're punching the nose. He's standing right there. First thing, goes, take 3 steps back. And don't talk. Speak. And you bow down a little bit. After you took 3 steps back, bow down a little bit. You know, hey, that's a bad guy. And now let's talk shalom. We'll make some shalom. We'll try to find a way to an accommodation. And that's all it. That's what you have to do when someone takes 3 steps. Someone has to be an argument with you. Take 3 steps out of your mouth, go. Count to 10. Count to 3. And then when you think about it more carefully, the better information shalom. I've spoken about the idea of anticipation. Also, anticipation means you have to not only wait for Shabbos, but also about Dishavah. went up all night because he wanted to do the Abominim, and as soon as the sun rose, he put his hand and he broke the, cracked the glass, and he cut his finger. They should cut our fingers. But we should have it to save the mitzvah. That's even sometimes more for the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah, you have to do, there's no choice. But the Hebrew, the people, the anticipation, that gives you the your Torah HaKiddush. Never have the Torah HaKiddush. You should good enough to bear it. The escape, a lot of people, the creativity that he has, using a positive sense. Let's finish by saying, this is a year we're very worried about the Matzah and Eretz Yisrael. We want our Kodesh Baruch Hu to do good by us, to give us Shalom, to give us Chizuk. We talk about Sukkot, Shkrosh, and Sukkot Shalom Echa. But I use Shalayim, before we get to that, that Chorosh Sukkot Shalom, Oleinu, Zatalama Yisrael, Zayim Yisrael. Let's start with what we can do. We don't know what we can do with our generic, I don't know, but we can do first, Oleinu. We're going to argue with somebody else, some other Jew, make Shalom. The Alcohol Yisrael, the different groups of Jews, ranking everybody else out. No. You can't make Shalom. Don't add fuel to any fire. You can't. So they ain't about Alcohol Yisrael. They ain't about Alcohol Yisrael. You should make Shalom on Yerushalayim. And the right thing says, yeah. This is the davening. For all says, Kashka Nefer. Taknei, they bring trouble for Nefer. The davening of those people in Israel who are the ones who are making the decisions, which impact on all Jewish people in Israel, even throughout the world. Pray that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should give them an Eitz Tova, whatever it may be. Lay Malacha B'Yad Hashem, but it's really a Kodesh Baruch Hu's decision. It says, V'Hogim Adenu, V'Hoskim Aleinu, Oye, Eret, Yogam, all these are prayers that say, V'Sheyemu L'man Shemecha, whatever we Hashem, it's L'man Chalakim Chaim, which is for the sake of God. But it's very pessimistic, son. You know, we're worried about this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and the end ends up, no man is still alive. Next time he's still alive, Shaka. We have to talk on that kind of who's governing the world, and he's going to be the one to bring up the Jewish man. That's the tip that we spoke about in Shabbat Shulman. Maybe, I have two more things I wanted to talk to you about. One is what I told about Rosh Hashanah, but also I had a very interesting Shiloh Lamaika. My voice, I had no voice for Rosh Hashanah, I had nothing. So I made it was. Tuesday, Wednesday was much worse. Shabbat was cool. Maybe I want to go tomorrow. So maybe tomorrow, before the end of the year, we'll talk about Rosh Hashanah and a little bit about the, you know, the school of the young people. They both came up in Ulta. And then, if you have anything, I wanted to tell me if there's any Shilohs that have in your shul, so many Shilohs could possibly come up, talk to me about it after the year today or tomorrow morning. And we'll talk about that also. It's also interesting to see the young people know if there's Shilohs in a married place. Okay, well that was all stuff. Okay? First of all, has anyone finished the Mamma Kavashik yet? Is this about finishing? Okay. Yeah? You got it. Let me tell you, I'm not going to print a new one to let the sugar. I'll give you a few Mamma Kavashik and the board or something like that next few days. If you know what to do, then we're going to have the sugar. We'll have a new sheet to cover the comments and riot, you know, the next major reunion. Okay, Rav Elstein, today's topic really is from the Kor Chaim. Kor Chaim. In doing the Kor Chaim, we'll be seeing a number of Gemaras and other Mepharshim as well. The Kor Chaim is Simon Tov Lamed Zayin. He is Karten Aleph. Talks about the Rashi and Abdallah and Aleph. Let's look at the Rashi. We've seen the Rashi a few times already, see it again. Kovas Adah. With Rashi and the Zuzus, Kovat Adar, Lufi Yishuv Mishahimish Hamrosa, Shuvim Zuzu watches over you. Abel Haka, Bidikas Kamas the Rabbonim, Bidikas Kamas is within the Rabbonim. So says the Mekor Chaim, see from Rashi, Bidikas Kamas will be the Raisa, right? Then it will be a Chiyav on whom? On the Socher. Same as Kovas Adar like Mezuzah. Wrecked the Mekor Chaim. How can that be? How can that be? Mezuzah is Misham Rasso. What's the name of Yeshua? Mezuzah is Misham Rasso. But, what are they doing comments? Kazoo and Mishan Raso. Oh. That's question number one. This principle does not apply to the Chomet. The fact that the Chiv is Chomet Adar and it comes from the Zuzah is not sufficient proof that the Chomet is a quote Chomet Adar with respect to Chomet. That's question number one. Yeah. Rashi implies that had the biggest Chomet been the writer, it would have been a Chomet Adar. Why? The Zuzah Chomet Adar and the Shemira. But wash the Chomet, the biggest Chomet, if it had been the writer, be a Chomet Adar. This cast is raised by none other than Yeshua. Elta Zeta, in the big. And he quotes the second cast in the hail like Elta Zeta, the Yeshua. Rashi says, Rishu Sekoi. Says Rashi, Rishu Sekoi. What does he say? A few words. What does he say? Nu. Shere Ata Abayit Shalom. Now the house is his. Who's his? The Sultan. Says the Yeshua, Bunk! That's not true. We have a cloud gadol. No. I rent my house to you. If Tzchir is Kanya, instead of your house, we pass the Tzchir is low Kanya, instead of my house. So why does Rashi say that instead of the house of the Sokher, it should have been house of the Master, Tzchir is low Kanya. Tzchir is low Kanya means that if you rent something out, that rental is not an acquisition. Yours to me is either yours or yours from mine.
You're the master.
Oh, that's his cash. Two cashes.
You rent your house to a guy, and the guy brings a comic under me. Take on the name of the Tzchir is Tanya. You need to tell me that Tzchir is considered Kona, Kenyan, it's considered another guy who's up at the Jew's house? No. But Tanan, after Makam Sha'amu Lahaskir, Lola Beit Zirangu, and Shemachnis Mutoka Vodazo. You can't rent your house to a guy, he brings in his idol, and it's still considered you're the landlord's house. That is here, Kanya, keep your mile away from the Nashikar mile. What do you see? It's here, slow Kanya. So why it comes to Chomet, do we say, if the guy moves into his rental premise and it's good enough that I belong to the Jew? Answer the Gemara key line. Shani Hapa. Avke Rachmona Barosan Lo Yimase. Zotus of the Vayr. Benevole Matsim of the Tepe. Well, Abu Deu, the nothing but Gamayel is the basis of Nashe Gamayel. You rent your house to a guy, and the guy brings a stomach candle to me. Take on the name of the skill is Tanya. You need to tell me. A skill is just considered Kona, a Kenyan is considered out of joy, so I have to do that? No. But Tanan, ask the Mokam Sha'amu the Haskir, Lola Base Mirango, and the Machnis is the Doch Avod is up. You can't rent out to a guy, he brings in his idol, and it's still considered you, your, the landlord's house. He was not that a skill. Tanya, Kiko Mile, Base is a Nashiko Mile. What do you see? It's your slow Tanya. The wine that comes to promise to his day, if the guy moves into his rented premises and it's good enough that I belong to the Jew, answer the Gemara key line. Shani Hoppa. Afke Rahmana Bulasan Lo Yimase Misha Matsubi Yotso. Yotso Zeh Se Eino Matsubi Yotso. Wow. Very important to use the Gemara. What does the Gemara tell us, Elasan? What that tells us is a Chidush Gadol Benor. That although ordinarily in other areas of the Torah, Avodah Zarah and in other areas, Sechiras is low tanya. Why? Because Sechiras is not real ownership. Nevertheless, when it comes to Bedikas Tamid and Daya Roya, it's not a function of monetary ownership, plain and simple. It's a function of what? Mosi B'yotva. It doesn't cost us. So you mosi B'vatehem. That's the var. So the Chayim is as follows. Let a bittle wooden world to be the inyan of a daraisa. Right? The inyan of a daraisa. It's a chiddush gadol. If I would have chometz shel hefker. He's working with hefker. It's a little bit of a cast because he's trying to rashi. Rashi is whole mess going to have dollars a day. But anyway, he's hefker. If I would have chometz shel hefker in my house, chometz shel hefker, I have to be open. What's l'cha? They were l'chasa. L'cha is below shal acherim, below shal gavara. But hefka is not acherim, and hefka is not gavara. So therefore, it's a salaf. The seer is on the sofa. Why? Why? Because, look, it's considered, with respect to chametz, my house. I see with low tanya. No. But until the chometz, we don't measure ownership as straight as we would measure it in the moment of the chometz of a ruler. No. Ownership is measured by what? By matzli biyotza. And this is considered to be matzli biyotza. The Rashi is right in Avdala Menalas. Rashi tells us, Rishusei koi, sherei ata abayis shalom, shalom, shalom. Yeah, it doesn't mean it's yours completely in the moment. Shalom means what? Matsui biyotka. Matsui biyotka. And once it's matsui biyotka, Rabosai, he suggests that it should depend upon chomet adat. In other words, once it's the function of matsui biyotka, and you are the one who is living there, and the chomet is under your control, by you, then it's possibly we should say that if there would be no bitl, and if the tzedikas chomet d'oraisa, and there's no question who would be obligated. Who would certainly be the Sochet. Opposite of who, by the way? Opposite of who? Remember last week? The Rasha. Right, Rasha. Rasha said this is the Rasha also pointed out. Right? But the Rasha, Rasha said, had there been no Bidika, had there been no Bidla, rather, should have certainly been a Chiv on the Maskia. And the Makor Chaim says, no. Had there been no Bidla, there certainly would have been a Chiv on the Sochet, he suggests. On the Sochet. Consider it one second. This is Matsu Biyotka. But now there was a Bittul. So the Shaila level of the Rabbanon. What's the Shaila? Back to the old Rashash, the old story. Why the Chazal imposed an extra Chiyuv after Bittul? Is it because they're afraid of Bittul Bolei Shalem? At the first day in the Ran? Or you may, what? You may actually come and eat it. Right, that's the Shaila Socha Masa. So how does the Rosh conclude the Rokhayim? What's the answer? There's the one who has the Matsi B'yotva and the obligations upon him. At the moment that the Chiyuv takes effect, What is that?
All our balls, sir. Whoever is in charge of the house at the beginning of the 14th night of this, Belvedere Gastronomy, he's the one, but what means he has to have it? He has to have the key. Why is the key? Because the key gives you access. Musti viyasa. The key is godel of the Makar time. Oh, this is where he answers the Kasha Tosis. Rabosa, let's see the Rashi tells, very important. What did Rashi say? The Sirus Matea, who Kinyan Asirus, the Natural Matea Matea, Nifas Lelabosa, Kalapovas Abedika, Alam Askir, Shadayan Rashi Besusa. You have a piece of muscle up, but you don't trust Kalapova Allah. You're looking at the key at the moment of the 14th night beginning. Those jumps are Rashi. They absolutely don't like it. The last person came to Shabbat and said, "Serious Rashi, in the spirit of my staff, Kona." The aim, mirror, really, what are you talking about? None of the Maruba, the same Shakak and Nicholas, the Kesha, the Shah, the Hazaka, Kak, Skiris, Kak, and Nicholas, the Kesha, the Shah, the Hazaka. The law behind, law I mean, the behind in the spirit of my staff, what's Rashi talking about? Rashi gets enough for the Gemara. Says the Kohen, no. Tosfos misunderstood Rashi. Rashi never meant that the Kol HaTorah Kula, giving all of the key, he creates the change, the transfer of ownership of the rights of use to the property. See, Pastor Sholem, Rashi learned from the Kama too. He knew about the Kama. He went to Yeshiva. I thought Rashi, but he started the players. And he went to the Tnei Yeshiva. And then he basically the rest of the Kiddushim instead of himself. Very big Kiddushim, very big Biurim. And the Mekor Chaim and Tov Lama Zayin just caught on Aleph. Very assertive, very important. Chapter to the Mark. Yes? Well, we'll see later. Could be not. Could be the reset is what the Mekor Chaim of Tana Rashi. Maybe not exactly. We'll see soon. We'll see what's going on today. Okay, I'll go. Okay, you got to stay. Yes. Which was the first question? What was the first question? First question was... The call was Zada. I don't know the call was Zada. No comparison whatsoever. Depending upon ownership, it will call us a dad. The answer is, the one that God said, the definition of both ownership and respectful is to be revealed on earth. It must be us from the year. The one who's around. The one who's around is the one who's the dad. Let me read you the lesson of the Mekor Chaim. Oh, I read you. Yay, what's up, Bob? He's like a Okay, am I not straight? Everything until now is from the Mekor Chaim. So he piggyback on the Alta Zera. It's smart to pick up on good people. He's got two cats from the Tnei Yeshua. That's what got him started. He's a terrorist. But he started the Tnei Yeshua. Oh, I'm talking to Gemara, the Rashi, the Tyson. And he went up to the Tnei Yeshua. And then he went back to the rest of the Kiddushim instead of himself. Very big Kiddushim, very big Biurim. And the Mekor Chaim and Tav Lama Zayin. Just caught on Aleph. Very assertive, very important. Chapter to the mark. Yes? Well, we'll see later. Could be not. Could be the reset is what the Mekor Chaim of Tana Rashi. Maybe not exactly. We'll see soon. We'll see what's going on today. Okay, I'll go. Okay, you got it straight. Yes? Which was the first question? What was the first question? The first question was... The call was Zada. I don't know the call was Zada. No comparison whatsoever. So depending upon ownership, it will call was Zada. Yes, it is, because one of God said that the addition of both ownership of the spectacle, the spectacle is to be revealed on earth, it must be us, it must be us from me, the one who's around. The one who's around is the one who's the dar. I'll read you the lesson. Let me read you the lesson of the Bacall time. Oh, I read it to you. Yeah, close up low. He's like this. Eloi is talking to people of the Alma. Listen to this. Rakakilu hoya maskiru mitoma toma yachar levaro. The Alkane, Sarah Loma. Bacarva Sarah Loma. Has this been true? The Ekpida HaTorah. Slow ye in the bay, so I feel the comments of healthcare would have been, right? I look up, the same Shua says, before not that I can with the national healthcare. If that's the case, who would be called? Upon who would be called? The king of the Torah, also subjunctive, right? Has a Torah. Who would it be upon? Father, the household of the Tabika, Allah, so can. So, Iker, Akkadah, Tatoru, Rak, Al-Baal, Habayis, the law of Baal, Ahomet. So I'm Kilo Thomas Hefker covered up one of the rabbis. We got a Thomas Mikri Beisko. We got me a stock of all our master. We must do that stock of all our master. Famous rabbis must do that stock of Mikri must be other. We don't have that more. But the Rashi says no. But the right thing is to be on the Sagi. Look, Pira Torah, all our bias, wow. Rakshli is so low. Now, Thomas required a beer, Thomas a bit low. Now, the question is Torah for them. I'll leave Hilo. But again, had it been the Raisa, then what kind of Kiyah would it be? Kiyah would have been on the sofa. Why? Because it's considered to be his house. And the Torah says, with respect to Thomas, it's considered God taken. So it's his Kiyah. So it's very big Kiddush. And the Kiyah would have been on the sofa and not on the Matzah. Even though at this point, who does the Chometz belong to? Well, if it's Hefker, then it's much better. I guess it's going to be Hefker. I assume it's Hefker. So if it's Hefker, assume it's Hefker for the moment. Then if the master checked out and he left the stuff behind, he never had it. Let's assume it wasn't in the Chometz. But Hefker, the Chometz, is the responsibility of the soul care. Why? It's called Mubti Biyotra. I feel it's all kind of, no. And then the Chometz is kind of Chometz was access. And if he has access, he has the key. He'd be tired. Then a finale. He'd be tired. But the other key after you dial it, then the mask stays with the original key. That's how the book of Anna Scott is. Stop. And a finale. The Rabbanan is also that way. We're asking about Scott. But the Rabbanan. Right. Had it been Vin, that is what? That if the Vin Daraita, there would be no buyer of the Gemara. Whirlu. No boilers. Avada came on the sofa. Much of the other. Now that we have a pistol, then you have a legitimate question. Maybe the master's time. Right. Had it been on both sides. A din or Isa, it would most assuredly be on the sofa. Not like the Rashash. See, it could be a different material. It could be a different material. He's assuming that the public is happy. The guy left it behind and sort of abandoned it. The different Matthias. The Rashash assumes the Chometz still belongs to the original master who left it there. It wasn't accurate. And the talk. I think is assuming that it's Hefter, but it's talking about Hefter. But we already pointed out on Tuesday that is the question when the person abandoned ship. Leave the Chometz behind, if you consider it a master, if you're not considered to be a master. That's the question, but the Rashashi said no, and the Bacall Chaim said yes. But the Magen Avraham said yes. Not that the Bacall Chaim, don't forget, there's a difference. The Rashashi was a parish of Shas. The Bacall Chaim was a parish of Shulchan Aruch. And whoever wrote on Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, has to relate to Magen Avraham. He's the king. He doesn't know what the Magen Avraham says. Well, Chaim is obviously very much influenced by the Magen Avraham. He argues and talks, but he assumed over here that he has a case of Hefker. I believe the Magen Avraham is still quiet. He said his piece, but the Rashashi was told on the Gemara. The Gemara said about Hefker, and he assumed it was not Hefker. I think that's the partial tapping of it. Yes? Correct. Thank you. Rogan Avram said about that. The Bible, listen carefully. The Rogan Avram is the one who started the Hefter story. But yeah, I don't know if he saw anything from Rogan Avram directly. He showed him, I don't remember seeing it directly. Correct, how long? The new year. But I don't understand the words of the famous Hefter or Machiavelli. I think there are some atonements. I haven't gotten to yet. We do make that. Oh, yeah, definitely. That's not the deal. That's where it is. But we haven't told about the Shia yet. Anyway, so this is the Mogan Avram. Good enough. Mogan Avram is also a source. So I want to know a question. This is the Maskir is in effect. Maskir that belongs to the soul. It's one of the Buster or the Agab or some other atonement. Rex. So the soul crying. It's got Kimmel. Get to the Pharisee Gemara. Well, the Chorus moved the Gemara. To the Gemara, Master that Chomet Kamishol Soker, came in that Master with Tiro, Kala Soker, who the Shah Zomar, it's the Gemara. What? You want a Shah like this? Look inside. What's the Shah Zomar? Boy, my name. I'm Ilibdo. Al Amaskil Ilibdo. The Chamira Nidayu. The first line of the Sukkah. As soon as the Chomet belongs to whom, Rabbi was like, come on, to whom? The Maskir. How in heaven's name can the Mogan Avram say that the guy who abandoned the house, left the chomet there, in effect Maskir or Machnes, and the Sofa then is Kona, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says the Pharisee, the chomet there, the Maskir. Well, I don't know, I'm here today, it's coming. What I mean is coming. So to say, Yuba today. I'm here today. It's coming. So what's going on? The Mogan Avram claims the Chomet is acquired by the Sofer, and the Gemara says the Chomet belongs to the Maskir. That's a one-on-one that you don't want to be in against the Gemara. Huh? It's a balding guy. It's a very interesting answer. He makes reference to his own statement. That's good. You're allowed to play drug yourself, cut yourself. He quotes the Nesivis. He quotes Kiddush al HaKosh Mishnah. We call that the Nesivis. The Nesivis of the Siman Reis. He's so good. I don't agree to it. Very famous Nesivis. Beginning of Siman Reis, a lot of you go to the Siman Reis. Siman Reis like Kiddush al HaKosh Mishnah. There's the Nesivis of Siman Reis as follows. You know, if I own a house, so I can be Kona B'Chosh. And the Gemara goes further than that. Hatseva shal Adam, konalo nu, shalomi daita. That if someone grows a pot of gold into my yard, I don't even know about it. And then the rest of my neighbors think, wow, what a great, so happy that this guy has no money, the revenue is cheaper, and the pot of gold, and they see the pot of gold, and then suddenly they see a guy from another neighbor, walks over and takes it away. Stop thief! They call the cops, and they stop. I want to go to the gold. No, the Rebbe Yeshiva is telling his yard, his gold. He says, the Yeshiva doesn't know about it. He's taking Shia now. He doesn't know what's going to his yard. He doesn't know what's going to his yard trying to go. Who wins? They go to Bezdin. Bezdin says, the Rebbe wins. Oh, Hashem. Why? Hasei or Shalodo, Kol Elo, Shalom Yidaito. There becomes that other side to the passion. But if I own a house, in the house, you've got some of those comments. Those commentaries. I'm Kronel, whether I like it or not like it. Because the Shalom, the Kronel, Shalom, he died of. There's the power of yourself. Oh, that's what it's true. It's my yard. It's my yard. If someone threw a loaf of bread into my yard this morning, that's all right. Like a bagel. Put it in a nice big bag and wrap it up in a ribbon and said, here's bagel for you. So the bagel belongs to me. You need to love me dice up. And if the dam is the air of paper, and it gives you a wrap for the bagel and put it in. I still belong to me. That's Taylor's or Arnold's. Call it a
sofer again. Who was caught in the chazan? It was not the seal. It was a long discussion by the Mahon Saram and the Rise and the whole Tukul. But the seal is as follows. Even though we hold, most possible hold, that the one who's renting is caught in the chazan, not the landlord. But he said, instead of Kiddush to the Rise, only the Dyson. Only the Dyson. A chazan which is rented to me is not completely mine. I'm only Kona Midaiba. It's like only that now, let's take that as a moment on faith. That being the case, this is follows. Look, what happened? The guy mafkirs the Kona and he leaves the house. The banners the Kona and he leaves the house. So now I walk in there. I walk in. It will be Tom Gedalia. And I have to eat supper tonight because I'm going to be hungry. And they put some bagels in there. So, oh. So I'm very happy. I mean, you know, the mice said, who wouldn't want a bagel? Pots is strong. That's bagel. So I bought it one. But what happened is, if there was pesa, they didn't have a pesa. Who wants bagels? Or beyond that. There is no known chametz here. Bagels before them. Talking about bedikas chametz. Let me explain before. Bedikas chametz that you're looking for chametz that you don't know about. The definition to search is to look for something you don't see. It's right in front of you. It's not called a search. The bedikas chametz is the chametz you do not know about. You do not know about the chametz. We can apply the principle. The chametz which is rented to you is not kona shalom midaito. Since you don't know anything about this chametz, it's something missing, it's hidden. So the chater is not kona on behalf of the soker. That's the Gemara. What do you want to say? What do you want to say, Rabbi? What does it say? Amir lives up. Amas, he lives up to Chamira Dideu. I asked the question before, why Chamira Dideu? Ay, Rabosa, what? Let's say the mask was mafkirit and the cone and the soda was cone in the Kenyan Chater. The answer is no. He doesn't know about this chametz. It's invisible. He doesn't know that the chametz is invisible. Therefore, the soda is not cone. Ask me a question. Everybody should be jumping out of their seats. Eula soda is not cone, no, but still what? What? Oh, so therefore, what's the kasha? Why is the Gemara say what? Chamira Didei, where the chametz belongs to the masker, what should it really be? Who? Hefker. In other words, what do we say? If he know about it, it belongs to the self, it's called a chasa. Now he doesn't know about it. If he doesn't know about it, so the self is not coming. So therefore what? Don't say it goes all the way back to the masker. Say what? It should be what, no? Hefker, what do you mean Chamira Didei? Answer the Mekor Chaim. No. It's called the maskiers. You know why? Pasuk why? Look, the soker is definitely not the soker. The death act is the soker. Why is it because the soker why? Because it's coming to aim and do it. He doesn't know about it. He just comes from here and know about it. He doesn't know about it, and it's not his own field. It's not his own field. So the soker on Husker, the rented is not coming from his eyes, but he's rented to the team in the rent. Why? Why are you sending it on the basket? Put it in the basket with the basket here. The answer is, go back a long way. There's a
That's the Gemara. 1 minute. That's the Gemara. Come.
Wait a minute, Rabosa. That's what we discussed in the child of the city of some of them knowledge. Who said the Chieva B'dikah? Because we're looking for, we're concerned about invisible Chavos. Chavos does not know. We don't know where it is. So we call that Chavir the day of the Master. Not the Chavos for sure. Maybe it's the Master of the Bittu infancy of it. Now, what do we talk about over here? What's the Mogan Avraham talking about? A different case completely. He did it, B'dikah. He did it, B'dikah. You know what we're concerned about, Rabbi Osai? We're concerned about the Bittu. Now, I did B'dikah. Why do you want the Bittu at all? Well, we know that. We haven't forgotten that yet. We're going to the end of the year. The famous Sugi Dan Bavu Mizei. Habodek Tzorok Shiyavata. Why? I'm a Rav Akzei with Shema Yip Salat. Robbery short says, it's Luska Yop. It's all like the school on the time. Time to see the forgiveness. But you'll find it's a Luska Yop. You'll find it very, very appealing, very appetizing. Then, if you look at high end, once you find it, and it's appetizing to you, that's no longer a question of Katsera Shalom Kolo Shalom Midaito. He sees that Luska Yop. I don't see that food. It's not fair. Go! Skinny go. So now as I come home now, let's say I have a rented field. Let's say I have a rented apartment. A rented apartment. And someone threw in a pot of gold. So if someone would go right now and take it away, you'd be right. Because the board of the it's a rented apartment. So that's called a rubber dicer. When I come to this house, I see the pot of gold there. The pot of gold. So the guy walks and says, what'd you say there? Go? Really good. Now you're too late. Once I saw the goal, that's what's going to be the item. So you're too. Shem Yitzchak blew to you up. I've been died away. Why? Chaskadish will come alone. He died though. That's the fear. That's what we're concerned about. So therefore we say it's following. It's critical. It's critical that the Zoker be the one to do the bittul. Why? What are you afraid about? Gluski Yofa. And Gluski Yofa is going to become the Zoker because Kachel is calling on the Dajjah. When it reaches the word of the Kachai, the Kachai is talking Gimel. I'll read it each time I tell you the custom. You need to get long. I mean, that's like the kit to this. I don't want to read the whole thing. And Aleph, I read it just 3 lines, right? What's coming around me stalking? When we see high time, let's talk about the Gamkin, the mask. That's what the Kotor Chaim said. That's what the paper talk about the house where he did not check. Right? So we can say that the Bedikas coming. Excuse me. The Bedikas coming has been done by the stalker, by the mask here. Why? Because Chamir Didei. What do you mean Chamir Didei? It's not the stalker. The stalker is not going to come to the and maybe it's the master which is bitter to double action. Fine. I will be still the movie time the book of the book. Shall you produce the yoko? The Dati Olave. For all of the Baba Yisrael Chasero came with the Dati Olave. The master of Yom Yidaito. Okay, sorry, who? The Baba only told him. So who's the Baba? Who? Who knew who? The Sofer. The Sofer. Problem. I have a major problem with the Kotai. A major problem. How can you do exactly? How can a person move out for something that's not his? What's this thing over here now? Right now, it's not yours. You weren't calling it yet. Hester. I can move out for Hester. People have bought mine. Move out for something that's mine. So here, according to the Kotai,
Why not look at Tom here? We're afraid about why we'll see the glusky off and then it'll be cut there, so I'm calling on the Dido to require it. So it's sort of a preemptive strike. If that's what it is, huh? A preemptive strike. He shouldn't come to the Shalom. To buy it all, but you must say, we require this. But how do you have this? It doesn't belong to you. How do you do that?
Show me that,
so
this is the
money that's the offer. Wow, so he's saying, well, I want to be cornered at that same second that you devout to it. Boom. Devout to it. That's a very good thing. That's a difficult thing. No. Hey, Salah. So what happened over here? He's saying that if I bought a Torah Shivata, why? Because we're afraid. Oh, maybe that's going to say it again. In the case of the Gemara, it's no cash. In the case of the house is mine, was mine, and will be mine. But the promise is that it belongs to me already. That's important to be cornered with the rule, but it belongs to me already when I knew about it. But it never still belongs to me. I don't mind the case where there's a rental. Well, let's figure it together. Because of course, I haven't explained to both sides, why is the Gemara be bio-limited to a case where there's a rental on the 14th day of Nisan? What about a sale? Purchase. What the whole shout is, if I rent it to you, who's dying? Says the Makarkayim, if I sold it to you, the Vade who's dying, who? You are, the Kohenet. Why? Because Chatzor, Shalom Kohenet, Shalom Idaita, what is his, because of the complete. So therefore the Kohenet is considered his, it's considered Rishus of his, everything is his, the Sot is definitely Chatzor to the Bedik. Only Shaila the Gemara has a Bosai. It is a case of what? Of Socher. Of Socher. Because Socher, the Gemara is an unpeak of beautiful Shaila. What's the Shaila? Ami Lizot. Ala Maskil Lizot. Why? The Chavir of the day. What does that mean, the Chavir of the day? Maybe it's because maybe he wasn't about the Balev Shalom. And it's certainly not considered the Socher. Why not? Because Chatzer HaMuskar is not Kona Shalom Yidaiko. And it's almost like that's didn't know about it. Oh, Dilma, no. I'm so forbid, though. The Sura Bereshute Koi. Even though it's not his, but the Chavis is in his house, so maybe he's the one who has the obligation to do the Bedika. Well, got it? Beautiful shot. I have to go back to my original question. What about, is there a bit of a force to think about that? Is there a bit of a force yours? Stick with it, let's all kind of careful. Is that what he said? Maybe not. I'm very talking about from the classical case. Wait a minute. The fact that you know the smart comic and everything. What did he start on? How did the whole thing get started? The song was on time. How did it get started? He quoted the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham said that the soul there has to do business. Well, the castle is a castle. How did the soul do business? Yes, the castle is winning. He started. Seven shots, come here today. How can I solve the victim? What is the answer? No. That's the case over here where what? Where what? Where there was already a bedikah, the bedikah was done. So now we're worried about what? So what about the, so now we did a bedikah, he did whatever he could. We're worried about what? You know what we're worried about? That on taste of suddenly to find a piece of strawberry shortcake. That's what we're worried about. So that's the way to be present and become a shizua. And therefore the Sarah called him Midaito. So therefore to prevent that from happening, the sofa right now, Eric Pacer, has to do a bitu. So my cash is a cash. And Eric Pacer is not his yet. The preemptive strike. What is this? Yeah. I don't think so, frankly. I don't think so. intention to acquire everything that's in this house.
Yeah.
You have one? Haven't got a look. So you have to be honest. At least it's a brewery after this. I'm going to miss a brewery too. 1 second, so we'll look at this one. Everybody, who doesn't have? Who doesn't have? Okay, never mention that by now. All right, look and tell somebody else. Tov Lamed Vav, Barbosa. And the very least Simmons. Tov Lamed Vav. Everyone see it? The macabre at the very end of Tov Lamed Vav. Tov Lamed Vav, Sif Gimel, Shabbat, Mitzorah, Leviah, that's one. But base or atom, Shuyotu Imenu, there's a Kai and Mitzvah's beer. You have, you're leaving a guy's house and leaving your house to burn your house before you leave. Why? Because there are more. Atal Tisha, Atom, Ikonis, Leviah, the Pesach. Yes, Amin. Shenetzorah, Shikonis, Goa, Atom. 2 days. Must be burned the compass for the people and the guys will move into the house before Pesach. Only the guy will not move into the house before Pesach. Okay? How do you explain this? So the Taz, those who have a regular Shulchan Aruch, should look in the Taz at the end. So you have no house to Pashtus. The Mekor Chaim is Mashmah.